Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for this column is Leveraging Capital Negotiations, and here's what Jim has to say about that. I know of a company known for long-term expansion plans that, when procuring a paper machine, buys not one, but two, one for delivery now and one for delivery in a defined future window. There are built-in cancellation clauses and so forth for that future machine in case conditions change. However, this arrangement works out well for both the buyer and the supplier. The procurer receives a good price, and the maker can do some planning to fill its workshops in the future. If you have the corporate foresight to do so, leveraged buying can provide tremendous savings for the procurer and savings for the supplier as well. Have a fleet of 8 machines and plan on adding another? No doubt your fleet has a steady annual replacement budget of pumps, valves, switchgear, and other regularly replaced items. Include these purchasing needs for the next 2 years in the specifications for your new machine procurement bid documents. You'll get some suppliers excited, for suddenly you are not just buying quantities for one machine, but likely quantities in some cases that would reflect the needs of 2 or 3 machines. You'll attract more bidders, and they will behave enthusiastically to supply your needs. This type of activity requires careful coordination among the new machine's project management team, as well as the maintenance and procurement teams of all portions of your fleet brought under this umbrella. Depending on their final use, the procured items will likely need to be assigned to different profit or cost centers and treated differently for tax purposes. However, if this is done carefully and efficiently, it will make up for the small amount of administration time costs. This is not a new idea by any means. Nearly 50 years ago, when I went to work for Consumer Products Company's Central Engineering Division, one of the first assignments I had was to be the assistant engineer on the company's annual air handling unit blanket order procurement team. With new plants and maintenance needs in many areas of the company each year, we bought air handling units, AHUs, on a blanket order. At the time, our need was close to $4 million per year, that's around $21 million in today's dollars, of AHUs in various sizes and configurations. There were 3 domestic suppliers, and we visited them all. We had their attention. We got good prices. Notice we were not buying a quantity of identical units. In fact, in any given year, it was likely that only 2 or 3 units would be of the same configuration. What got the supplier's attention was that we were helping them fill their shop time. We were their baseload. If you are a decent-sized company, you can do this too with almost any item that you buy in quantity. Leveraging a new capital project with this idea saves money across the company. The suppliers are happy too, for you are filling their baseload. For safety this week, 50 years ago, OSHA was just coming into being, so we did not think too much about the safety aspects of procurement. Today, if you procure as I have outlined, you should be able to negotiate some extra special safety aids, such as videos, animations, and so forth. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.